that's not my mom. There's my mom's. Put my glasses on, I'd see better.
For Cindy Hoffman, working on assignments and homework 8 hours a day is normal.
Nowadays, you're basically treating learning like a full-time job.
Yes, it is my job until I get my degree.
I talked to her on her back porch in St. Germain, where she showed me how her Nicolet College curriculum was laid out online.
But I've been on the dean's list now a couple times because if I do anything, I want to do it well.
Hoffman was named the college's Academic Success Student of the Year last year. She's in her late 50s, and she's only here because Plan A didn't work out. Last January, Drs. Foster and Smith, a Petco-owned company, sent her a certified letter informing her she'd be out of a job by spring.
Oh, I was very angry. I really thought I'd been there 19 years, and I really thought I'd be retiring from there.
Nearly 300 employees got the same notification at the same time. It came 4 years after San Diego-based Petco bought the locally owned Foster and Smith and implied the Rhinelander Center would keep operating. But the company went through two smaller rounds of layoffs in 2018 before the 2019 news. Hoffman had worked at the call center, mail department, returns, and live aquaria over the years, but now had to pivot. She took advantage of tuition funding for displaced workers and enrolled at Nicolet College.
Was it intimidating to go back to school after not having been in school for...
Oh, yes. Very intimidating. Because everything was online, on a computer.
Hoffman is working toward an administrative professional degree to restart her career. Then she'll fill out her first ever online application for a different job, 2 decades after first applying to work at the huge complex on Rhinelander's west side.
It's about 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and I'm in the main Foster & Smith Petco parking lot. A couple of years ago, it would have been full, busy, hundreds of people going to work. Now, it's empty, quiet. There are weeds growing here.
Jennifer Marshall saw it coming.
And I kind of had a sense that things could go south.
After working for 3 years in the Foster and Smith retail store, she got a letter just like Hoffman's.
60 days. 60-day notice that we were all going to be basically out of a job.
The same day the letter came, Marshall started planning for what was next.
You guys are so cute.
Her own pet store. She first opened in a tiny rented space, then soon expanded to a full storefront in the Shopko Plaza in Rhinelander. Northwoods Pets sells supplies for dogs, cats, and birds, and sells pet reptiles, fish, small mammals, and more.
That's our house corn snake. His name is Stevie. Stevie is blind. Stevie Wonder, you know.
Marshall and her husband had to take a major leap to open the store.
I've taken some owner draws just to cover bills, personal bills, but I don't pay myself. I basically emptied out my IRA to do this. So I cleaned out my IRA. It was $100,000.
While Marshall doesn't pay herself much, she's now employing other people laid off from Foster and Smith, like Tiffany Marvin.
I actually found out from the news that we were losing our jobs. It was shocking, and it was hurtful, honestly. We felt betrayed. And then when the opportunity arose that she was hiring for the new store, I jumped right on it.
Marvin says she loves her new job. Business is good, according to Marshall.
So this is the future.
She plans to expand next door, adding more retail space and an area for pet grooming.
Hi, Vivi.
Losing the Foster and Smith job, which she loved, stung, says Marshall. But now, as a business owner, she likes this one just as much.
I said, look at this. I come to work every single day. Every day. Puppies. Puppies come into the store every day. We get to pet puppies, you know?
In St. Germain, Cindy Hoffman's new career is about to get off the ground. After 19 years at Foster and Smith, a Wausau insurance company wants to hire her to work from home. She plans to start there after she graduates from Nicolet College next spring. It's a graduation she'll share with her oldest grandson, who will get his degree from Northland Pines High School.
It should be fun, because my grandson said, well, then I don't have to have a party by myself. I said, oh, no, we can have a party together.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.